Thank you for returning to segment two of program 11 of The Bigger Picture. I'm Marshall Wood, your host for the next, what do we have, about 30 minutes left in the program of the four remaining segments. And just before I began the program today, I called an individual who I have the highest regard for, a man just about my age who has served in the highest levels of law enforcement in this nation. He's a good athlete growing up. He's the husband of one wife, has raised a couple kids, and his kids are raising a whole bunch of other kids, some of them adopted. He's a good man, and he understands what's happening. So I just asked him his two-minute version of where America was and what's going on, and his views exactly reflect mine. There was no nudging to move him in that direction. He just said what he wanted to say off the cuff, and it is eye-opening because it reinforces in me the fact that we are in grave danger. He is concerned for the world. He's concerned more specifically for his nation, and is even more concerned specifically for the state of Georgia and for his city, for his family. He's also very concerned about the church that we hold to be the basis of anybody's moral life, not necessarily that they belong to our denomination, because he and I are the same denomination, but that they understand that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run to it and are safe, from Proverbs 18:10. If we profess the name of Christ as our Savior, and we are members of that church, he is, and he and I are in full agreement, this nation is in existential and dire jeopardy. Okay? Now, I'm going to read you a letter that I wrote today, and this is a letter I wrote to a man in prison. I write a letter to him every day, and this particular individual is, he's not in prison. It's a circumstantial crime, let's put it that way. But at any rate, he got several months in the pokey, and he's there, and I write him every single day to encourage him, as I did the man that I'm talking about in this letter when he was in prison. And once I finish that, then I'll make the point that I want to make in this segment. And I'm just going to use substitute names, okay? I'm going to call them Steve and George. This is written November 7th, 2023, this morning. Today, 53 years ago, Cindy presented me with our very first of seven total sons that we conceived together. Our sixth son in the sequence that we had died in the womb before birth, but I held his little body in my hands after he was delivered, and I saw that same little newborn face that I saw in all of my other sons at their moment of arrival into this now, very troubled world. So today, I always think of two little faces on Christopher S. Wood's birthday. His and that little one we named Joshua Micah Wood, who we buried in Del Rio, Texas, in the first week of November of 1985 while I was an instructor pilot at Laughlin Air Force Base in Texas. Chris was born the first week of November 1970, a little farther north, in Big Spring, Texas, at Webb Air Force Base, when I was a student pilot there in 1970 and 71. I was present for the delivery of all of my children. Yesterday, I received an out-of-the-blue call from George, with whom I've had no contact since 2015 or 2016 at the latest. Again, I'm writing Steve in this letter and reminding him of this individual that he and I both knew. Do you remember George? How about his wife, Connie? They were the first of many troubled souls to whom you, Steve, have introduced me since Cindy, Kenny, his then-new girlfriend, and I ran into you at the Beach Road Chicken Dinner on January 6th of 2008. Oh, by the way, Beach Road Chicken Dinner was just torn down. A Jacksonville icon, like the Landing, that is no more. Well, in a way, and tragically, for legendary First Baptist Church of Jacksonville, it is now only a mere shadow of what it once was. Change is inevitable, and I see that every day in the world around me, a world I can neither fathom or accept. Sin has its deadly penalties, and Lenny Curry was the one that introduced mortal sin into the laws and processes of Jacksonville. I'm ashamed that I hosted his mayoral candidate announcement in March of 2015 at our big hangar at Malone Air Charter at Craig Airport. And Curry is simply, let's just say, duplicitous and deceptive. And George suffered 8 years ago, when I broke off contact with him, may suffer still, from that same affliction. Nothing replaces integrity in a man's life. Nothing. That is the theme of today's program that I'm going to do later today, Steve. Integrity is comprised of three things in Woody's official book of behaviors. One, a real, true, and developed sense of justice. A real and oft-used sense of mercy, as well as a recognized humility that is not weakness, but is seen in human kindness. Sincerely, Marshall Wood. So that's the letter that I wrote to the gentleman today to make the point that I want to make on this program in the time that remains. Folks, it's all about integrity. And if you look at what is leading our nation, can you honestly say that there's any integrity here at all? Particularly in the Democrat Party, also in the RINOs, where lying is a way of life, deception, duplicity, and implementation of programs that go exactly against God's holy word. Those who would overturn those seven great virtues that used to be absolutely and beyond a shadow of a doubt part of our culture. Humility, charity, chastity, gratitude, temperance, patience, diligence. Those seven, according to, among others, Pope Gregory the Great, defined our nation, defined what a leader had to have. Here's what I find in the Democrat Party right now and those who support it. I find pride, anything more vacuous pride than in what leads our country right now called Joe Biden. Greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath and anger, and sloth. That's what the Democrats have brought to our nation, ladies and gentlemen. There's no longer anything related to the three theological virtues of Christianity, faith, hope, and love. There's just a miasma of putrid, dysfunction in our nation and a failure to acknowledge the only true and living God. Now we're going into segment three. We're going to talk about Donald Trump and why I believe that he is, even as a heathen, as some people call him, is the single one, the single person that has the opportunity and is now representing what we believe, those who are listening to this program in agreement, what we believe. So I hope you'll come back to segment three of program 11 of The Bigger Picture, and I'll see you on the backside. This is Marshall Wood. So long.